Parshas Nitzavim. Many times, Parshas Nitzavim is read together with Parshas Vayelech. However, sometimes, each one is read separately. The Rishonim give a siman to know when we read Parshas Nitzavim and Vayelech as two separate Parshiyos, and when it is read together as one. The Pasuk in Sefer Daniel, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, says, Mipas Bag HaMelech. The Rishonim find a remez from this Pasuk, Bag HaMelech Pas Vayelech. When Rosh Hashanah, which is known as HaMelech, because we start saying HaMelech HaKadosh in Shemoneh Esrei, falls on Bag, Beis or Gimel, Monday or Tuesday, then Pas Vayelech. Vayelech is broken off into a separate Parsha. Pas comes from the word Posois Oisa Pisim, that a Karban Mincha must be broken into pieces. When Rosh Hashanah starts on Monday or Tuesday, there are two Shabbosois, where we lay in a regular Sedra between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. The Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we read Parshas Vayelech, and on the Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we read Parshas Hazinu. Bag HaMelech, when Rosh Hashanah is on Monday or Tuesday, Pas Vayelech, Vayelech is broken off into a separate Parsha. And the Pasuk says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You are all standing here today before Hashem your God. As the Pasuk said at the end of Parshas Kisavoy, Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael, and Moshe called to all of Klal Yisrael. And this took place on the day of Moshe's death. The purpose of this gathering was to give the conditions of the bris mentioned in Parshas Kisavoy, and to obligate one Jew to be responsible for the misdeeds of his friend, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lozeh, each and every Jew is responsible for one another. So the Pasuk says that all of you are standing before Hashem your God, and they stood according to the order of their chashivas, according to the order of their importance. First, Roshechem Shifteichem, the heads of your Shvatim, referring to the Nesiim, then Ziknechem, your elders, and then Shadrechem, your officers, and afterwards Kol Yisrael, all the males of Klal Yisrael, followed by Tapchem, your small children, Nesheichem, then your women, and then Vegeruch Asher Bekerav Machanecho, your Gerim that are in the midst of your camp. And the reason why the small children came before the women, Maskela David explains, because the small children will eventually be mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, unlike the women that are not mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Mechoyte veitzecho, from the choppers of your wood, ad shoyev meimecho, till the drawers of your water. Rashi tells us that this is referring to the Knanim, who tried to trick Moshe into believing that they were a nation from a distant country, and not Knanim, in order that Moshe would enter into a treaty with them. Moshe was not fooled, and made them slaves to chop wood and to draw water. Dasakena Mibali HaToisus explain that the woodchoppers were more important and more prominent than the drawers of water, because woodchopping was a job that was given to the men. However, Shoyev Meimecho, the drawing of water, was a job that is given to the women. And that is why Choyte Beitzecho was placed before Shoyev Meimecho. The Avrecha for you to pass Bivris Hashem Lekecho into a bris with Hashem your God, Uva Olosai, and into a Allah, an oath with him, Asher Hashem Elokecho Kareis Imecho Hayoim, that Hashem your God is making with you today. Zok Rashi Posuk Tes, Atem Nitzavim, Melamed, this comes to teach you, Shekinsam Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe gathered Klal Yisrael before Hashem, V'yoyim Moisei, on the day of his death, Lachnisam Bivris, in order that they should enter into a bris with Hashem. And he gathered together Roshechem Shiftechem, which means Roshechem Lishiftechem, the heads of your Shvatim, the Nesiim, Ziknechem, your elders, and afterwards Shaitrechem, your officers, Hechoshuv Choshuv Koidem, whoever was more prominent stood first, Va'acharka Kol Yisrael, and afterwards all the males of Klal Yisrael stood. Mechoyte Beitzecho, from the choppers of your wood, Zakrashi Melamit Shebo Knanim Liskaya Bimei Moshe, this comes to teach us that the Knanim came to be Megayer in the days of Moshe, Kederach Shebo Givoinim Bimei Yehoshua, just like the Givonim came in the days of Yahushua. After Yahushua started capturing Eretz Yisrael, the Givonim came and tricked Yahushua into thinking that they were not from Eretz Yisrael, but rather from a distant country, and they were coming to make a treaty with Klal Yisrael. After Yahushua made a treaty with them, it was revealed to him that they were from the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, whom he was not allowed to make a treaty with them. He then cursed them and made them into woodchoppers and water drawers. Zehu ha'imer begivonim, and this is what the pasuk says by the givonim in Yahushua, Vayasu gam heima ba'arma, they too acted deceitfully. Not only did the Knanim come in the days of Moshe to trick Moshe, so did the Givonim come in the days of Yehoshua to trick Yehoshua. So we see that since it says Gam Hema, that there were people who came before the Givonim came, and that was the Knanim. Vinosna Moshe Chotve Eitzim Vishoya Veimayim, and Moshe placed them to be choppers of wood and water drawers. Zakrashi La'avrcha, Lyoscha Oiver Bevris, for you to pass into a bris. V'lo Yitachin Lefarshoi, it is not possible to explain the word La'avrcha, Kimoy La'avircha, to mean La'avircha, which means to cause you to pass, Elo Kimoy, but rather it is like the word La'asoischem in the Pasuk La'asoischem Oisam, which means for you to do them, and not to cause you to do. So to over here, La'avrcha means for you to pass, not to cause you to pass. Zok Rashi La'avrcha Bebris, for you to pass into a bris with Hashem. And Rashi is bothered why a lashon of passing is used by a bris. Zok Rashi Derech Havara, in a manner of passing. Kach hayu kursei brisos. So is the way of people who make a bris. Oisem mechitza mikan u'mechitza mikan. They make a barrier on two sides. Va'ovrim benatayim. And they walk between the two barriers. And that is why, by a bris, it says a lashon of passing through. K'mo shekosuv, like it says in Yirmiyah, ho'egel ha'shekosu l'shnayim, the egel that was cut in two, v'ya'avru ben b'sarav, and they passed between its pieces.